Okay, it's embarrassing to admit it, but I cannot spell. I mean, I'm terrible. Practically everyone can spell better than I can. Still, I have found over the years that there's one word almost no American can spell correctly, and it's one of the most controversial words of our time, the word globalization. Indeed, almost everyone in America spells it C-H-I-N-A, that is, China. And of course, they consistently blame every economic dislocation of the last 25 years on China's supposedly nefarious activities, which of course produced a level of economic anxiety that saw, regardless of who actually won the most votes, the candidates who aroused the most devoted followers in the last election, Sanders and Trump, each in their own ways feeding off a tide of economic anxiety. And that anxiety was real, because the economic globalization that has so impacted our era, formed by the end of communism, the digital revolution, and superfast international shipping, did refine our world, indeed, from the days when Ford so dominated the car market that Henry Ford could tell folks they could have his cars in any color they wanted as long as it was black, to the post-war era when American industries dominated the world because we were literally the only industrialized society not destroyed by World War II. We had it great. In fact, if folks from almost anywhere wanted a car, it was most likely going to be made by American workers. And sure, as the Europeans and Japanese recovered, followed somewhat later by South Korea, we started to have some real competition. Indeed, in large measure, the winners of the 20th century were those early industrializing countries, but that world was dead by the beginning of the 21st century. And yes, China was part of that transformation. But far more than merely an economic competitor, indeed, the U.S. and China formed, as biologists might say, a symbiotic and especially complementary relationship, linked, as some might suggest, at the hip, like Siamese twins. Indeed, many Americans owe their very lives to the Chinese, who in many ways sacrificed their own health for our benefit, given that in the very years that Americans began cleaning up our phenomenally polluted air, as Nixon's Environmental Protection Agency started issuing more stringent air pollution controls, controls, however vital, that often saw companies relocating to a receptive China that had more immediate needs than protecting its environment, which has allowed Americans to this day to enjoy products without the environmental price of their production, all the while enjoying a more comfortable standard of living, because Chinese-made products, a huge percentage of which are still American products, can often be purchased at far more affordable prices, all the while allowing for a far more ambitious federal budget, one addicted, of course, to debt that the Chinese have been willing to finance. And yes, manufacturing jobs were lost, even as new Chinese markets brought in wealth, from America's agricultural belt to Seattle's Boeing airline industry, a symbiotic Sino-American relationship that the Trump administration is doing everything it can to destroy. And please understand, much of this can never be repaired. Sure, tariffs come and go, but the creation of new supply chains as China looks for markets elsewhere are not so easy to reverse. Indeed, many of those vital American agricultural markets may be lost forever. After all, an awful lot of the economic ties between America and China date back to the days when China was terrified of the Soviet Union and wanted our support. But those days are gone, relics of a different geopolitical era, while the explosion of national debt the Trump administration has ushered in pushes America deeper into the world markets to finance our horrendously expanding national debt, just as China is likely to pull back, potentially pushing up interest rates of the sort that almost destroyed our economy in the 1970s. Now, the bottom line is that despite the belief common in some circles, that is, the Oval Office, that tariff wars are easy to win, the current Sino-American tariff war is less of a struggle between two autonomous entities than a gunfight between Siamese twins who should never have even considered aiming weapons at each other.